So the one question I have for you is, what is your reaction to when your football got moved from the spring? Yeah, from the fall to the spring.
What was my reaction?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I kind of expected something like that, you know, with this whole pandemic lasting longer than what everybody expected. Now, our coach, you know, was, you know, pretty optimistic about the season and filling us with good, positive thoughts. So my hopes were that we could fit something in the fall. And then as, you know, the NCAA started coming out with stuff and cases weren't going away. And so started going downhill. And then once they said that, it's probably canceled for the fall, hoping for like spring games. You know, I just, you know, took it for what it is, you know, look at it in a positive way. We're still able to practice, still able to be with the guys. One downfall is like, the true downfall that ended up turning out, I guess, for me, was that I didn't get to learn a lot, to get to know the freshmen as much as I wanted to because of the whole pods and distancing ourselves in like different groups and whatnot. So I still don't know like closely. I don't know people very close. Is what I, as much as I would like, but yeah, is that good?
Do you know how the football season is going to compete in the spring? I know you guys probably can't travel as far, and it might be just conference only.
Yeah, so we're talking right now. I think, well, as of right now, we're hoping for 5 games. Against who and where, I couldn't even tell you. I'm assuming it's conference games, because we can keep track and communicate well with like their COVID protocols and our COVID protocols, you know. But that's what it's looking like right now. I know it's going to be 5 at most, because to retain our 5th year of eligibility, or like our red shirt that the NCAA grants to everybody, to keep that for the following season next fall, we can only play a max of 5 games. So
Do you plan on exercising that extra year of eligibility?
I do. So I know a lot of the seniors have committed to coming back fall 2021. Me personally, I decided to enter the grad program here at NCC, getting my MBA degree, finishing in a year. So I'll start next spring, actually, this spring, and go spring, summer, and fall. So I'll finish up my academic career and my athletic career, hopefully, all at the same time next fall.
You guys said you guys were practicing. What else are you guys doing to get ready for the spring?
Well, we were practicing and we were having like group lifts. We still have meetings. We're currently still doing meetings, but obviously athletics got shut down. So no more practicing, no more team lifts. We're encouraged to work out on our own. I'm pretty sure we all still do. I know I maintain my brutal 6 a.m. workout schedule. So just kind of, you know, trying to keep something normal. We still have our Cardinal manual meetings to keep guys close, make sure everybody's okay, and make sure their head's right through this tough time and stuff like that.
Last question. I know you got one more year, but how would you remember your time at NCC and with the football team?
Oh, man. My time here, priceless, really. I mean, you know, it was a big question mark. Like, I didn't want to play football in college at first, you know, and I was maybe basketball, maybe just no sports at all. Ended up coming here. First year was hard, you know, whether it's depth chart, new guys, away from home, college, you know, there's so much thrown at you at once. But once you weather that storm, and then you got to realize everybody else is going through the same thing. So once you just, you know, create those close-knit bonds and you get through it, it's so, so worth it. You know, you're so grateful. And what happened last season, I mean, yeah, that was always our goal, but did you really believe it, you know? Like, did you really think it could happen? And now that you see that it could happen, man, it was just the cherry on top. If that was going to be my last season, you know, you can't be very upset about that.